It's the Black and White Minstrel Show.
Stop it at once. This is most offensive. We at the BBC have finally and definitely made up our minds. For the time being, anyway. But this black and white nonsense is offensive and has to stop. So wipe that silly black stuff off your faces and do the show some other way. Right?
Right.
It's the yellow and white minstrel.
Stop. That's no better. Try again.
It's the red and white minstrel show.
The Moscow ladies sing this song. Pravda! Pravda!
No. Or to put it another way, possibly. But I think we can solve the problem quite simply by getting rid of all the funny makeup and costumes and doing the show as you really are, quite naturally.
It's the pink and white minstrel show.
Oh, the Camptown fellas sing this song.
And once again, the prunes of the Angus Tune strain bring to the microphone Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall-Bilotti, and without further ado, let's hear the voice of this week's Mystery Gibbon.
It's I'm sorry I did that again.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the highlight of the year in the entertainment industry. Yes, it's time for the presentation of the Radio Prune Awards, so let's go straight over to the London Palladium.
Here I am at the London Palladium, and very nice it is too, but now let's go over to the Radio Prune Awards.
Well, here at the Ickenham Gibbon Stuffing Institute Public Baths and Masonic Tea Rooms, there is a great air of occasion. The audience is full of showbiz personalities. I can see Rachel Welch sitting over there, and in front of her, I can see two short, bald-headed gentlemen who... Silly mistake. Every actor who is anybody is here, and many young starlets who are anybodies are here as well. And now the audience are settling down, and I can see the usherettes moving down the aisles, distributing programs and OBEs. And the tension is mounting as the time approaches for the presentations, and in fact, at this very moment, the Radio Prune jury are in conference, deciding who should get the awards. Perhaps we can eavesdrop and hear what they're saying.
Long-haired entertainers.
It's the permissive society I blame.
Well, everywhere you look, you see these young actresses with enormously inflated reputations.
Enormously inflated.
You never saw reputations like that in our young day.
More's the pity.
I once had my reputation inflated.
Did you?
Enormously inflated. Of course, that was during the war when everything was inflated.
I lost a leg in the war, you know. Never found it.
I had it blown off.
I had my reputation blown off. Clean as a whistle, just above the knee.
That's the trouble with these modern youngsters. If they all had their heads blown off, they'd be dead.
Like the rest of us.
They're all sex mad.
Sex mad.
Sex mad.
Can't get enough of it.
Neither can I.
And another thing.
There's a lot of them about.
When we were young, we didn't know the meaning of the word sex.
What does that mean?
Sex? A sort of frog.
Not like these modern long-haired frogs.
The whole world has gone frog mad. You take television, there's far too much frogs and violence.
Everywhere you look, frog rears its ugly head.
My uncle was a frog.
What happened to him?
He croaked.
Croaked!
That concludes the voting for the Radio Prune Awards.
And now the presentation of the awards is about to begin. And here is your master of ceremonies.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. Super terrific. Thank you. This is
a very serious and important occasion, so I'm going to start it off by reading you this headline from this morning's Stockport Advertiser. It says, General flies back to front. Terrific. Thank you. Well, I'll be reading you some more trivia later on, but now let's hear the winner of the Cinema Award, Almost Anywhere.
Well, Huey, the Cinema Award goes to the Rank Organisation for the year's most constructive achievement. They stop making Look at Life.
Thank you, Eamon. And now, to remind us of what we've been spared, here is a nostalgic Look at Life number 3,004,753.
Down here in the heart of Surrey, there's something pretty unusual going on. Yes, it's wheelbarrow trekking. Did you say what's wheelbarrow trekking? Well, it's a cross between pony trekking and underwater octopus rape. Meanwhile, not far away in sunny Africa, Mildred Weems is setting out across the Sahara Desert in a brown paper bag. Well, that's her problem. So let's look somewhere nearer home. And where's this? No, Grandma, it's not China. It looks more like Plymouth. Did you say Plymouth? Right first time. And that means this isn't Chairman Mao, it's Bert Smith. And if you've ever wondered how to make macaroni with a hole down the middle, then ask Ted and Gladys Rumble. Incidentally, Ted and Gladys are brother and wife. They've lived here all their lives, but Ted tells me he's 43. How's that for a coincidence? And speaking of coincidences, this is the Tate Gallery. Did you say Tate Gallery? Look again, chum. Yes, it's a hovercraft. And speaking of hovercrafts, how's this for a bungalow? Well, bungalows may be a far cry from the Taj Mahal by moonlight, but while we're on the subject, let's see a horse's eye view of the Grand National. They're off, and so am I. Cheerio!
We interrupt this program to bring you a police message. A Centurion tank has been stolen from an army camp in Aldershot. Police warn that this tank could be dangerous if swallowed by small children. And now we return you to the Radio Prune Awards.
Thank you. Super, terrific. Now, before we go on, super, somebody's just handed me this press cutting. It says, General flies back to front. Super, terrific. Thank you. And now, on with the awards.
And now we come to the Television Personality Awards. Most promising newcomer in the field of comedy, Clive Jenkins. And Television Personality of the Year, Eddie Waring.
Well, Eddie, that's absolutely terrific. And will you just say a few words of thanks to me?
Well, a great privilege. One thing leads to another. Speaking of leads, I see Hunslet had a good day, as you all think so. A great try against Wigan. It was quite a match. Well worth watching. Big Tommy Whalen helping Huddersfield get 20 points against Bradford Northern. And that's all you're getting.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Eddie. Super, terrific, wonderful, marvellous, great, super, terrific. Push on. And now, before our next award, I'd like to introduce a very special guest, someone I'm very proud and honoured to be able to ingratiate myself with. That wonderful American comedian, Mr. Jack Benny. Thank you. You're too kind. I didn't deserve it. Super. Now, Jack, would you say a few words for us?
Well, David,
while we are waiting for the next word, here is some light music.
Certainly am happy. To be an
here.
Thank you. That really was a laugh an hour. And that reminds me, we've just heard that a ministry spokesman has just announced General Flies back to France.
And now, the Radio Prune Special Award for Television, which is presented annually to the best long-running television series about two doctors in Scotland in the 1930s who live with an endearing housekeeper and spend more time being lovable and homely than they spend actually curing people. And this year's award winner is...
Oh, doctor, you must help me. I'm terribly ill. Help me, doctor, help me.
Is there any more tea, Jenna?
Dr. Finlay. And would you like another kipper?
Doctor, it's my leg. It's fallen off.
I'll have another kipper, Janet.
Oh, doctor, my head feels as if it's spinning round and round. Ah! It is spinning round. Do something, please do something.
Here's your kipper, doctor. Oh, and here comes Dr. Cameron.
Good day, Dr. Finlay.
Doctor, I'm growing feathers.
Dr. Cameron, I've got an interesting patient here I'd like you to take a look at.
Man, what are you thinking of? You know, I can't look at patients till I've done the homely, lovable bit.
Doctor, oh dear, I'm pregnant now.
Janet, will you bring me a kipper and a wee dram?
Doctor, I'm turning into a chicken. Oh, do something, please.
Control yourself, man. You see, a disease like yours, not a thing to treat lightly.
I'm not treating it lightly. Look, I've laid an egg.
Would you like an egg with your kipper?
No, thank you, Janet. I must be away on my rounds. There's an epidemic in Tannock Bray. Everybody's turning into farmyard animals.
I don't feel too well myself. I think I'm turning into a cow,
Dr. Cameron, what can we do?
Oh, calm yourself, man.
They become animals. What am I going to turn into?
I'm changing! Great Scott! Oh, no! I'd never have believed it possible! I've turned into a human being!
Thank you, wonderful super, terrific. And I've just this very moment been handed a press cutting from tomorrow's paper, which reads, General backs flies at front. A new one.
And finally we come to the awards for music. The second prize in this section goes to a follow-up of a popular song, Young, Gifted and Black, entitled Old, Untalented and White. Sung, of course, by Tony Blackburn. And as our follow-up to the Beach Boys and the bubblegum sound, here's the Seaside Fellas and the E-Buy Gum sound.
Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-be, E-Buy Gum. Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-wa, E-Buy Gum. Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-wa, E-Buy Gum. Nyack, Bradford girls, the Bradford girls coming swinging down the street. Look out, fellas, the Bradford girls always look so soft and sweet. In the Sheffield girls are okay, but you gotta try a Bradford girl someday. Bradford girls really don't be out. Sing about Bradford girls are really where it's at. Bradford, Bradford, Bradford.
full of brass and my bread burns stubborn. A gluing at the Yorkshire Pudding Club. Blue spank clogs, a woolen shawl. Bradford, 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 Bradford. Taking my baby to the bingo hall. Jooby dooby doo wah. Says taste like fish and chips. Big old hairy Bradford girl got big wet greasy lips.
Like anywhere in
the way girls are aghast. She really ought to dig a Bradford mess, because the Bradford girls
really are the boss.
Bradford girls
always come across.
Thank you very much, friends. In our tireless search for the year's worst play, this week Radio Prune, believe me, has come up with a real Lulu.
Yes, indeed, Andy, and it is by Edward Empire, who wrote The Decline and Fall of the Roman Gibbon. And it is called The Harder They Fall, the More They Hurt Themselves.
And so, for the harder they fall, the more they hurt themselves, let's hear it.
Boxing is not what it used to be. It used to be tiddlywinks. But that was very difficult to play with big leather gloves on. So to improve the game, people decided to throw away their winks, discard their tiddlies, take all their clothes off, and beat the living daylights out of each other. And fighting is still a great spectator sport, as every football crowd knows. But boxing is not so popular. No longer do the thousands flock to see Don Cockle's muscles or Bruce Woodcock's winkles. And, of course, TV is killing it. And it's not much good for boxing either. But yet, even now, the whole glamour of the fight game could be restored if a new personality boy could be found. A real chump. A champ. No, chump. Who could capture the imagination of youngsters with his skill, good looks, and £2 million publicity machine. Our story of the search for such a man begins at Jack's Gym in Bermondsey, a boxing school run by the former paperweight champion of the Outer Hebrides, Jackie Tim. It was a typical morning at the gym. Some of the lads were lifting dumbbells and stupid weights. Another was shadow boxing, hitting Hank Marvin. And why not? And a hefty heavyweight was running on the spot.
Poor old Spot, squashed into the ground, never to return.
Not now, not ever, never!
Most of the lads at Jack's gym had been fighting for years, and they were battered and scared. Or scarred. No, scared. And many of them had a cauliflower ear, a potato there, and a leap when they got nervous. But, listening to them talk, one soon realized that inside those battered, shapeless heads were battered, shapeless minds. As they discussed their latest fights in that technical language only boxers understand.
I sort of waved my, what do you call it, on the end of my arm.
Fist.
Yeah, that's it. I waved my fist at him, you know, and I walked about, you know, on my
elbow.
Feet, yeah, that's it. I moved on them, on my feet, and I roared, and then he hit me.
Come on, come on, what are you lot doing? All right, here's an easier one.
you are.
Oh, no, I've forgotten.
Now, look here. Now, you know that recently they had a Rocky Marciano and Cassius Clay fight, right, by computer. Right. Well, now, their new heavyweight champion of the world is the computer. Right, so our boss wants a volunteer from you lads to be the British challenger to fight the computer, eh? Someone with fast footwork, good left hook, and a screwdriver. Right. Now, who's he going to be, eh?
At once, every hand went up.
Please, can I leave the room?
Dear. Will nobody volunteer? He doesn't have to be a great fighter. I can teach him all he needs to know. All I want is a raw youth I can get to work on.
Don't we all?
Hello, boys.
Who are you?
I'm Butch. Now, look, you mustn't be misled by the fact I made a rather poovy entrance, because I'm definitely not like that. In fact, I want to be a tough, masculine He-Man boxer, and I want to get into the ring with one of those glistening muscle-bound boys of yours, and I'll punch him and pummel him and really hurt him, and then I'll kiss him better. Oh, what a giveaway! No, honestly, really and truly, I am as rugged as the next man.
Hello, I'm the next man.
I think you're exactly what we've been looking for. I want you to come and meet the boss. Here, through this sound effect.
Hello. I'm Solly Goldblatt Yamulka Bagel Bagel, the filter fish already OBE and bar. Mitzvah. But you can call me sir.
You can call me any time.
Solly Goldblatt Yamulka Bagel Bagel Gefilte Fish Already was the daddy of all promoters. Or a great many of them, so it was rumored. Solly spoke to Butch.
Now, son, who are you?
I'm Butch.
You look a bit on the puny side.
Puny? Do you mind? I'm as sound as a bell.
Come up and give me a tinkle sometime.
Oh, I usually let my mole here be the judge of a man's physique. Butch, I want you to meet Miss Ophelia Gently. She's a constant comfort to me, this gal. She has the tenderness of Florence Nightingale, the principles of Joan of Arc, the wisdom of St. Teresa, and bosoms like Barrow's balloons. Now, look here, Ophelia. If Butch is going to be a really great champ, he'll need not only boxing skill, but must also have enormous frog appeal. Now, what do you think of him as a woman?
Well, darling, as a woman, he's great. As a man, he's a punk. He's got the face of a baby, the arms of a girl, and the legs of a sparrow, and yet he still has something I desire. I love his earrings.
Don't touch them. If you touch my earrings, I'll wince.
Oi, look at that. When he's roused, he's transformed into an animal, a raging, tempestuous bush baby. Listen, kid, I can make you something really special. Foal pate with gerbil livers. Now, I did it for Ophelia. When I found her, she was a penniless gutter snipe, but I gave her jewels and pretty dresses. I can do the same for you.
Oh, yes.
Now, it's not going to be easy. In this game, you'll find a lot of people against you, but you mustn't be upset by the knockers. Put them away, Ophelia. First, you are going to change your name. From now on, you'll be called Sugar Puff Robinson, right?
And so Jack the trainer set to work on Sugar Puff.
Hey, look here, Sugar. It's my job to whip you into shape.
Fun.
Jack fixed him up with a fight against Cooper.
Hey, I can fight him. I can fight him with one hand. One hand tied behind my back. I could fight him with one hand tied behind my back. Of course, I'd lose. Take a car.
At last, Solly Goldblatt, etc. Gefilterfish Already, called Sugar Puff into his office.
Now, my boy, I want you to get into the ring with this computer and beat the living daylights out of it. There's a lot at stake. You'll be fighting for an enormous purse.
Goody, it'll go with my huge handbag.
Now, there's nothing to worry about. Jack will be your second.
Don't you believe it?
Here
is the result of the last contest between Tower of London and Fur-Pop-Forth. Tower was disqualified for using three low punches and a machine gun. Firth is the winner, and the funeral is tomorrow. And now, the main event of the evening. The heavyweight championship of the world. Between in the blue corner wearing the red shorts, computer PX021150PE, and in the pink corner wearing no shorts, under taffeta pleated see-through mini tights, and with sheepskin liberty bodies. Your own! Your very own, and I know you'd agree. Sugar Puff Robinson, your commentator is Mr. Harry Woodworker, I think you're.
Good evening. And the referee is calling the two fighters together and he's whispering something to them.
Have you heard the one about the nun and the three children?
And now, the champion, the mysterious PXO21115OBE, is taking off its dressing gown and the crowd can't believe their eyes.
Eyes? You're lying.
And indeed, here's what a sight it is. What a strange, inhuman thing. Well, no wonder this is the champion. No man could stay in the ring with that. This should be a fantastic fight. And I think the bell is about to go.
I'm off.
And here we go. And right away they're in there swapping punches.
I'll give him two uppercuts for a left hook.
And already the champion has got a nasty red gash under her nose.
That's my mouth, cheeky.
And at the moment, Sugar Puff is just feeling his feet. And so she. And his ankles. And his thighs. And his... Oh, my goodness. And she's going after him now. And she's going after his bloody nose. And his blasted chin. And she's fighting back. But she's riding his left hook.
Give me up, hook.
And I think she's too much for him. His knees are going weak. His legs are turning to jelly. And she's really licking him.
But oh, delicious.
And she's down. And he's down. They're down.
Who's
there? She's letting him have it.
Oh, take it.
And Sugar's Corner have thrown in the towel. And the soap. And the loofah. And his rubber duck. And they're having a bath together. Oh, oh, what a washout. It's all over. And the referee's counting them both out. It's all over. It's all over. Play the music.
That was I'm Sorry I'll Read That Again, performed by Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kennan, and Bilotti. The producers were Peter Titheridge and David Hatch. The song was by Bilotti, the band was under Dave Lee, and the arrangements were by Leon Cohen. And the script was written by Graham Garden and Bilotti. And next week, it's perfectly possible to be on again. God help us all.
My name is Angus, and I always wish you a story I'll read that again. You got my name is...